A study by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, or COWS, shows 130,000 workers would benefit if the wage went to $6.80. That was the increase unsuccessfully sought last session by Democrats. John Keekhaver says, contrary to what many believe, most minimum wage earners are adults, not teens. The report also pokes holes in arguments of companies who claim any attempt to make them pay workers more will result in fewer hours, perhaps even lost jobs.
Firms are able to absorb these additional costs in a variety of other ways. And when we look at job growth in industries which are typically filled with minimum wage positions, we found that this job loss, which is feared, has not occurred.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce continues to dispute that and dismisses the report as biased because of ties to organized labor. Only 6% of Wisconsin's hourly workers fall in the minimum wage category, and WMC spokesperson Jim Pugh doubts it's an issue that will catch fire statewide.
Most people in the state of Wisconsin are more concerned about creating long-term economic growth that's going to help their families. They're concerned about getting their taxes cut. They're concerned about making sure their kids get to go to good schools that work and educate them. And the minimum wage increase is usually a bit of a boutique issue.
The last time Wisconsin's minimum wage was increased was 6 years ago. The economy was doing better then. And even though things are on the mend, WMC says businesses don't need the added burden of a bigger payroll. Others say the timing couldn't be better to give low-income workers a bigger paycheck. Governor Doyle's getting a wage council together to recommend one increase he could implement through administrative rule. That would automatically go into effect unless the Republican-controlled legislature objects. Some leaders have already expressed opposition, saying a wage above the federal level will make the state uncompetitive. Market forces, though, have often boosted the minimum wage above the mandatory floor, and Milwaukee is among the major U.S. cities which has a higher so-called living wage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.